With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Japan, the latest U.S. trading partner to reach a trade agreement with Washington. President Trump calls it a great deal. 15% tariffs to be levied on Japanese imports, while Japan will open its markets to American cars and trucks, as well as rice. Sending lawmakers off on their summer break a day early, House Speaker Mike Johnson says there will be no vote at this time on a bill that would force release of Epstein files. Johnson says such a vote is not needed given action by President Trump.
He has now ordered his DOJ to do what it is we've all needed DOJ to do for years now, and that is to get everything released. So they're in the process of that. There's no purpose for Congress to push an administration to do something that they're already doing.
The president says he's focused on increasing the Republican majority in the House.
And the speaker said to me, you know, we're one heart attack away from losing the majority. We don't want to be there. And I think the results of what we're doing together will give us a tremendous midterm. We're going to work together very hard.
A motorist in L.A. is indicted after allegedly driving into a crowd outside a nightclub last weekend and doing so on purpose.
Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman announced charges against 29-year-old Fernando Ramirez on Tuesday.
He is accused of intentionally driving his car onto the sidewalk near the Vermont Hollywood, a popular venue.
LA Police Chief Jim McDonald.
It is truly a miracle that nobody was killed that night.
The suspect has a criminal history, including an aggravated battery conviction in 2019, and records show he had domestic violence and drunken driving cases pending. Audio courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up 238 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 16. This is SRN News. The Army issues an apology.
During the Biden years, an anti-terrorism briefing was given at Fort Bragg during which instructors listed various pro-life organizations, potential terrorist groups. Pro-lifers complained to no avail. But now that President Trump is back in office, the Army is issuing an apology stating that, quote, this mischaracterization was not only inaccurate but also deeply inappropriate, as was the previous administration's inadequate response to the serious incident. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vandals have defaced the offices of New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The New York Post reports that the Boogie Down Liberation Front, an anti-Israel group, is claiming responsibility for the vandalism. The front is angry with the Congresswoman for voting against legislation that would have cut funding to Israel. Ocasio-Cortez, a Democrat, is a frequent critic of Israel, but says she voted against the bill because it would have restricted defensive missile systems that help protect the Jewish state. Representative Mike Collins released a video on Monday teasing a potential Senate run in Georgia against Senator John Ossoff, making him the latest Republican to consider taking on the first-term senator.
The 15-second video incorporates sound bites from news clips discussing the Georgia Senate race and Ossoff. At one point, text across the video reads, "Who can beat John Ossoff?" The video tiles Collins' ties to the president, and it includes a clip of President Trump saying Collins' name at an event and a photo of Collins and his wife posing with the president in the Oval Office, positioning himself as being closely aligned with Mr. Trump. The video ends with a text on the screen reading, "Stay tuned." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Texas lawmakers set to hear from state and county emergency response officials as legislators investigate the response to this month's devastating flooding that killed at least 135 people in the Texas Hill Country. More details at srnnews.com.